Ideally, the holidays are a celebration of the best in ourselves, and that's something most of us discover through what we do for others. Volunteers often tell you the rewards they got back from a little selfless effort made it all worthwhile. And that's a dynamic you see played out again and again at places like the Haku Baldwin Center in upcountry Maui, where volunteers take children with special needs from 12 to 18 years of age for rides on horseback. The therapeutic riding sessions have a healing effect on all concerned, and Program Assistant Director Chrissy Stout is on the line to tell us more. Good morning, Chrissy.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Therapeutic riding is a good name for it, because there is something about getting that huge animal to work with you that I don't know, it has quite an effect, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And just a quick correction, we take children ages 2 to 18, so we take the little ones as well.
Oh, what did I say? Anyway, yeah, 2 to 18.
Instead of 12. Yeah.
Oh.
So the very active sitting on the horse provides three-dimensional movement, so up and down, back and forth, side to side, kind of movement that no other activity. Strengthen core muscles for the children, and from there we can help strengthen the rest of the body. Sometimes it's the warmth of the horse that can warm up the rider's muscles, and it can also have a big calming effect on the children. And the horses that we take have to have a calm demeanor, of course. They have to be physically sound, and they have to like their job, which is usually the case here.
That doesn't seem like too much to ask, does it?
That's right. You must like your job. And all of our therapy horses at Haku Baldwin Center are sweet and gentle, and everyone seems to have their favorite, too.
Well, you know, Chrissy, I like what you said about that movement going in all different directions at once, because for one thing, and anybody who's been on a horse knows, it requires a heightened alertness.
It does, definitely. So if every rider that we have in our program learns some measure of riding and horsemanship skills, just like a regular lesson, and we teach them to the best of their ability. Our riding sessions take place in a normal equine environment, and the sessions are augmented with different therapeutic games and activities based on the needs and abilities of each child. And we definitely try to focus on what the kids can do rather than what they can't do based on their disability or diagnosis. And there definitely seems to be a carryover of the positive effects. We have reports from parents that they have better communication skills at home, and we get reports from teachers in classrooms. For one example, for children who have language and communication issues, they know that the horse needs a special command in order for it to move. So until they say, walk on, Apache, the horse will stay. But the second they use the correct command, the horse moves. So the child makes the connection that communication gets me what I want. So we definitely hear great feedback from parents and teachers alike.
Part of that communication with a horse is intuitive, because if you're tense, they're going to know it, right?
Exactly. The horse can, and people who ride horses, adults and children alike, can tell you that the horse can sometimes mirror your emotions or your reactions to things. They're very intuitive. They do command, like walk on and whoa, but they read our energy like you wouldn't believe. And we have a new program that we started up recently, a horsemanship for veterans program. It's based on the fact that it's all about using your energy and your body language to communicate with the horse, and we received such great feedback from veterans, including that it helps with their anxiety and it gives them something really great to look forward to each week.
I know you're not currently you don't currently have a call out for volunteers, but periodically throughout the year you do ask for volunteers, right?
We do, definitely. Yes. In all of our programs, we have volunteer opportunities. We have some starting up in just. If anyone wants information about volunteering with us, you can go to our website, hospitalcenter.org.
Chrissy, I'm having trouble with your cell phone reception. Can you move to just move somewhere so we can see if we can hear you a little better?
Sure. Is this better?
No, it's worse. So we'll dial you in just a second. But try me again there, Chrissy.
Okay. So if anyone wants information about our volunteer programs, they can visit our website, HakuBaldwinCenter.org/volunteer, and we have all the information. information on there.
We'll send them your way, Chrissy. What I wanted to ask about was what kind of tasks you're going to need.
Sure. So for the animal-assisted therapy program, for example, we take our therapy animals to facilities around Maui. So everyone helps load up the animals and take them to facilities and interact with seniors and patients of all ages in facilities. For the therapeutic riding program, for each child, we have a team of 3 volunteers and 1 instructor. So they're walking beside the child and either are holding on to them or just being there for safety. And the horsemanship for vet program, we have people that help with horse care and making sure we have everything we need for each session.
So not a lot of prior knowledge required. You sort of will train.
All training is provided. And even for the therapeutic horseback riding program, we have quarterly training sessions, and we have one coming up in January, too. All you need is a love for animals and a love for people, and we have opportunities that kind of meet everyone's needs. We do have an age minimum, so you have to be 16 years of age to volunteer with us.
Fair enough, Chrissy. Good to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
You bet. Chrissy Stout is the assistant director of the Therapeutic Riding Program and the Horsemanship for Veterans Program at the Haku Baldwin Center in Makawao, Maui. And you can learn more about the center on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.